Welcome to the UniConnect podcast. We're here to keep you connected to all things university. Hello and welcome back to the UniConnect podcast. Today we are going to be starting our progression series. Over the course of the next few weeks, I'm going to be interviewing a range of staff members from across Leeds City College to talk more about their path into their current job role. We're going to start by talking with Tom Nisbet from the Student Life team, so stay tuned to listen to the episode which is coming up next. Firstly, I just want to let you know that we've got a new Instagram page, UniConnect_GHWY, which stands for Go Higher West Yorkshire. If you've got any questions after listening to the podcast or just want tips and advice on applying for and moving to university, please follow us at that Instagram page. Stay tuned to listen to my chat with Tom. Hello, today I'm here with Tom from Leeds City College. Tom is the Student Union and Enrichment Coordinator. Hi Tom.
Hi Charlotte, how are we doing?
Good, thank you, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Today we're going to talk a little bit about what you do now and also what steps have kind of brought you to your current role and what you did kind of straight after school and college and what's led you to where you are now. Can you just tell us briefly what your current role entails?
Yeah, so as Student Union Enrichment Coordinator, my job is to kind of oversee the student union officers and oversee the enrichment, which is kind of like extracurricular activities and opportunities here at Park Lane campus.
That's great, thank you. Fab, so it'd be great to start with knowing a little bit more about what you did straight after you finished school. I'll pass over to you.
Yes, I went to school in Leeds, a school called Abbey Grange. I did, after year 11, I did A-levels for 2 years at sixth form there. I did psychology, sociology, PE and maths. After 2 years at Abbey Grange, I wasn't too sure what I wanted to go do at university, so I decided to take a year out, and I actually studied a year what was then Park Lane College, now Leeds City College at Park Lane campus, and I did an AS level in accounting.
Great, so you picked quite a range of different A-level subjects there. Why did you pick those?
I picked PE because I've been playing football as long as I could walk, and you know, I've got a big passion for sports, so that's why I did PE. Maths, I was always good at maths. I was always in the top sets for maths and kind of wanted to continue that A-level as well. Psychology and sociology, I just found it really interesting, some of the theories and trying to understand like about society and about people. I just found them subjects really interesting. Accounting was more along the lines of I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go down the sport route or the more academic route with like my maths. So I took a year out and I did a year of accounting because I thought it kind of tied in with maths and it was a bit more of a practical subject, kind of looking at my career path a bit more there.
Fantastic. So did you seek any kind of help at school before you decided to go on to the accounting course? Or yeah, who did you talk to kind of decide on that route initially?
So it was more speaking with family members. My parents and I remember one of my grandparents in particular encouraging me to do accounting because I was good at maths and it tied in and how it was a bit more practical. And then I think I just kind of took it on upon myself rather than just to go into a degree of accounting without really knowing much about it, wanting to just do a year studying it as an AS level first. And I think I just took it on myself to kind of research the opportunities out there. And yeah, I came across Park Lane College or Leeds City College and I saw that was an opportunity.
That's great. It's definitely a good idea to have a bit of a test a year if you can before you commit to something at university, like you said. So what did you decide to do after your AS in accounting?
So, I did that as a bit of a tester so I could figure out what I wanted to do at uni. I actually really enjoyed my year doing that at Park Lane College and decided that's what I wanted to do at university. So I spent 3 years studying accounting and finance at Leeds Met, what it was now Leeds Beckett.
Fantastic. And how did you find your experience of studying at uni?
I love university life and kind of the independence and meeting other people that I wouldn't have met before, with different backgrounds, different cultures. I really enjoyed that side of it. My degree, I enjoyed the first part of it. There were certain modules I enjoyed a lot more than others. So I enjoyed the more maths-based modules, like we did like statistics, and then quantitative data as well. And then I enjoyed like the financial reporting side of things. So the management accounting, the financial reporting. The modules I really struggled with were like the law modules, corporate law, business law, and economics I really struggled with. And overall, I found over the 3 years towards the end, I was just really disengaged from my course, but I just enjoyed like the university life in general. So I kind of tried to see it through, really.
So you're from Leeds originally, and you went to study at Leeds Beckett University. Did you live at home, or did you decide to move into student halls?
So for my first year, I decided to stay at home. I tried to save a bit more money. And you know, I'm familiar with Leeds, and quite a few of my friends from school ended up going to the same university as well. But what I found is through the year, I would have much preferred. I just wanted to kind of grow a bit more independence, a bit more responsibility, and I kind of wanted to, fly the nest, I guess, for my second and third year. So I ended up moving out, moving in with some friends that I met through my other friends on different courses at my university as well.
Great. So going back to your degree, I know you said towards the end of it, you kind of started to realise that maybe it wasn't what you wanted to do, accounting and finance. So where did you go from there? What did you do after university?
So throughout university, in fact, since I was 16, I'd been coaching football for a local grassroots kids football team. I stopped playing when I got an injury, so I went into coaching at 16, got a coaching badge. And I was just kind of doing that on weekends, starting when I was 16, so through sixth form and then through my 3 years at university, I was coaching all the way through. And at the end, I kind of, the balance switched a little, and I thought, you know what, I kind of want to go down the route of working with young people and kind of working in sport. So after my degree, I decided to look at opportunities such as Camp America. So again, when I was kind of researching these opportunities, I came across a company called Challenger Sports, and what they did is Camp America, but just specifically for football. So the job entailed going to America for, I think it was 3 months initially, delivering football summer camps at different locations, and then the plan was just to kind of come back at the end of summer. So I applied for that. I went off. Luckily by chance I got put in California, which was, yeah, it was an incredible experience, and I actually ended up staying all the way through to November. Came home just in time for Christmas, and then they actually offered me a job to go back again the following year. I ended up doing this for 5 years, coming back for Christmas each year. That's what I did after university.
That sounds amazing. So it sounds like you didn't really plan to do that, but it all kind of ended up falling into place.
Yeah, spot on. Like I said, I always enjoyed kind of coaching on the side during university, and then, yeah, the experience in America just kind of enlarged that experience and provided us how much I enjoyed it.
Amazing. And I guess that shows how important it is to do something that you enjoy.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that, yeah.
That sounds like a fantastic 5 years, and like you'd have learned a lot of skills doing that. Can you tell us a bit about what you think you learned and how you've been able to use that in more recent jobs?
Yeah, I always knew that I was kind of I'm confident as a coach, and I knew that I enjoyed working with young people and kind of delivering sports sessions. Then out there, I realised that it wasn't just, I think there was more to it than just kind of going to a field and coaching. I learned a lot more about like how a company works in terms of like logistics and operations as well. A lot of the behind the scenes stuff, a lot of marketing skills that I picked up as well. And then in terms of how I am as a coach, I mean, coaching kids in America is completely different to coaching kids in England. So I kind of learned how to adapt my coaching style a little more, and how to engage with different people, and just try and build relationships and get the most out of them. America just, it was a different type of coaching as well. Some were like 8 week blocks, I'd have the same kids come for 8 weeks, and some were like a summer camp where I'd see kids for a week and then I'd never see them again. So it was kind of learning how to kind of engage with them and build that trust and relationship to be a good coach in different like time spans, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's great. It sounds like you learned how to communicate with a lot of different people, who, like you said, some who you might get to build a relationship with and then some who you might just get to know for a week.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And like I said, it's not just the terminology differences from England and America, it's the personality differences as well. And even like the parents out there as well, the parents, the American parents that I was working with there were totally different to the English parents.
So it sounds like you've gained loads of skills and loads of experience over the years. And what do you think's led you and helped you to get to your current role now?
So when I came back from America, I began working for a company called United Education that deliver kids' holiday camps in England. And it wasn't just football camps, it was multi-sport. And I actually learned that, you know what, I'm good at coaching football, but that wasn't just restricted to football, it was restricted to all skills. And if you can engage with young people and kids and you can build that relationship in football, you can kind of do it outside of football as well. So that kind of led me, I spent a couple of years there and then kind of led me to applying for a role at Leeds City College, where I could kind of further that and work with some older children that I'd never worked with before. You know, in my previous roles it'd always been kids from like 5 to 16, and obviously here's the majority of students here are 16 to 18, so it was kind of just developing myself and kind of transferring those skills that I'd learned in my previous roles to a new environment.
So Tom, last question for you. What is your number one tip for anyone listening who might be unsure of what they want to do after college?
This is a good one. I'd say it's really important to find something you enjoy. Obviously I kind of had to fight with that. I enjoyed the coaching, but then I felt like I was really good at maths, and I ended up at university doing the maths side of things and realized, actually, do you know what, I made the right wrong decision here. But this 3 years I spent at uni and kind of not enjoying my degree led me to then going to America and experiencing 5 years out there, and led me on the right path eventually. So it's important to do something you enjoy, but I don't have any regrets at how it happened, because my path led me to the right place in the end anyway, and I'm sure that will happen for you as well.
Yeah, I think it's really important to remember it's all right if you're not sure at the moment. Like you said, it's the most important thing really is doing something you're going to enjoy. And even if you are unsure of what you want to do at university, or maybe you want to go into an apprenticeship, maybe you want to go into work, take your time with it. There's no rush, and if you're building up skills, you're building up experience, that's always going to eventually kind of help you to go down the route that you want to. Sometimes it just takes us a while to figure it out.
Yeah, amazing.
Thank you for listening. I hope that you found my chat with Tom helpful, and if anything, you've taken away the thought that it's totally okay if you're not sure what you want to do at the moment. For now, pursue something that you enjoy, that you're interested in, and the rest will fall into place. If you've got any questions, follow us at our Instagram page and keep on the lookout for our next episode in the progression series.